Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again Peter Talman. He's the president and CEO of Klondike Gold. The Klondike placer gold fields have indeed quite a history, as Peter has talked on the show before about. Soon after the California gold discovery in 1849, gold was discovered in the creeks and streams of the Klondike in the Yukon. And Peter Talman arrived on the scene to head up Klondike Gold. Before that, no one really took a real serious, systematic, scientific look at the source of all that gold, of huge amounts of gold that have been mined over the years. But there had to be a source, and so Klondike Gold under Peter Talman and his team have really started to gain some progress, it seems, in understanding the structural controls. Where is that gold? Where can we put the drill holes in to find it and to outline it and where it is so we can mine it one day, perhaps? So this is a really, really interesting story, and one that, even though the market doesn't seem to gain too much affection for yet, I can say that I added about 25% to my position last week, as I've sort of really come to believe that Peter and his team are onto something really significant here. And if I'm right, I think there's going to be quite a bit of money to be made by those who own these shares at the current price. I see it around 23 cents a little while ago in U.S. money. It must give it a market cap of 20, 21 million in U.S. dollars after a $5 million financing that just takes the company shares to approximately 85 million shares. Well, Peter, I'm so glad you could join me again today. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, could you talk a little bit about what you've learned about Mother Nature's secrets with regard to where she's hidden this treasure? You have applied systematic, you know, the latest technology to hunt for the yellow metal. What can you tell us that you've discovered since you came on the scene on this project?
Oh, well, when we got here, basically nobody knew much of anything, and we had to kind of start from scratch and develop a couple of different models, and one of them seems to be working so far. It's kind of difficult to describe, and especially on radio, kind of
sure.
Hard to imagine. So we're actually building a video so you can go see it. But the bottom line is there's a big thrust, a low angle thrust that controls the gold, where the gold mineralization was pumped to, and then these secondary faults, the gold gold-bearing fluids were pumped up into them, and that's where they reside today. And what we see in the El Dorado Creek, Bonanza Creek basins, and those are two. There's a ridge in between the two, but those are the two the biggest gold placer-producing creeks in the Klondike. We see four major secondary structures. Each one of the four is mineralized with gold. We've drilled all four of them previously or over the last 2 years. And each one of those has a 7 or 8 kilometer long strike length. What we've been doing recently, especially we just finished, in fact, was a kind of a high-tech 3D geophysical survey. So it looks under the ground in three dimensions, and that's been really powerful for being able to visualize the faults and the units that contain the gold. So that's really where we are today.
Well, Peter, can people see that on your website at KlondikeGoldCorp.com? Is that the three-dimensional, is that up there yet?
No, because it's still preliminary. We're still slicing. We have not received the full data set from the contractor. Mm-hmm. They only left 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But we're starting to slice it ourselves. So I've got two-thirds of the survey myself sitting on my desktop right now, and we're using that to drill test.
Mm-hmm.
Coming soon, but there's only, what, 28 or 30 hours in a day.
For guys that know how to stretch it, I guess, and I'm sure you do. But up there, of course, in the summertime, at least, the sun never sets, right? So you're not able to sleep anyway. So can you talk about what have you tried to accomplish this year in your drill program, and do you feel that you're getting there?
From the very end of last year, we identified what we thought could be a million-ounce gold target. It kind of had, about half a kilometer of, we knew there was gold there, and it maybe went a kilometer or so. This year, the objective was, or from the outset, was to test and prove that the Lone Star target itself had length continuity. And so we've drilled, this year we have 11 holes. We've drilled a total of 37 holes today, up to today, of which I have assays for 11. And they were announced within the last week, the latest round. And combined with the drill holes that we did last year, we have a strike length of 800 meters drilled with mineralization continuous along it. The drilling is more or less at 50-meter centers.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we're also trying to do, prospective exploration. So we've jumped out 700 meters in one direction and half a kilometer, 500 meters in the other, mm-hmm. and hit on those holes as well along strike. And so what we've been doing just in the last 2 weeks is trying to connect where we are on Lone Star with those two drill holes, one in one direction, one in the other.
Uh-huh.
And so, it looks good visually. Mm-hmm. Gold isn't, it's always difficult when you look at the core, because if you can't really see lots of gold, then, you have to wait for an assay. So that's where we're
sure.
at now.
Sure. But, there, if both of those seem, are you thinking this may be a continuation of the 800 meters where you've drilled so far?
Well, put it this way. The theory was, hey, look, we can see this structure, and the structure is mineralized. So to be able mm-hmm. to go 700 meters in one direction and hit, and mm-hmm. in both of these cases, those drill holes had visible gold in them, so we know that there is gold of some sort there.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good. It makes me feel very, very good about how we're doing the exploration. And what our success so far, again, the significance of the last week's news release was we didn't miss on any holes at all. And that's really exciting. It means that at least for now, we think we have a handle on what's going on. And we have this huge target ahead of us.
Yeah, so I would think that speaks well to the prospects for continuity, which is always so important in the economics of a mining project, right?
Well, that's unique on the target that we're currently drilling, is that it's a bulk tonnage disseminated. It's
mean, right.
The grade is regular and it's repeatable, and we're drilling intercepts of 30 to 40 meters of regular grade, and over 800 meters of strike length so far. Mm-hmm. That's pretty comforting. I'm happy that, it's relatively predictable. We can get on it, and then we can go along strike and see if we can find more. So there we go.
To a depth of where, Peter? About how deep are these holes going?
So far, we're only 30 to 50 meters below surface. Like, all the mineralization we've drilled starts right at surface. So it's mm-hmm. I could take a backhoe to it now. Some of the drill holes that are to come, that are already drilled, we started to step back just to see what it looks like as it goes to depth.
Mm-hmm.
And we plan to do lots more. So we have physically drilled 37 holes up till now. We're planning to drill 80. So we have another 40 yet to come on the current project or current plan. And that should be done physically by the end of the early mid-September. We have 26 hole or only 11 holes assayed so far, so mm-hmm. Basically there's, about 70 holes left in the entire summer to come. And now that we've raised this $5 million financing, we can accelerate the pace that we're doing this year. That really won't be that significant, but we might be able to squeeze in another round, another phase of drilling before it frees up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It's like, we have a lot of targets to test, and seemingly everywhere we go to, we're able to predict where the gold is so far, and we have lots of infill yet to go too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really exciting. In your notes to me, you said something about, you were talking about that 500 meter and 700 meter step outs in either direction. You said this, so it seems as though our model is working, and then you said that leaves about 30 kilometers of fault-controlled gold mineralization in the immediate area to drill. My goodness, Peter, that's a lot of drilling, even if you're doing shallow holes. But give us a sense of what the size of this project is, because what you're talking about here mostly is Lone Star, but Lone Star is just one of many different targets in this huge land package you have, right?
Yeah, it's over 500 square kilometers, and I mean, beyond just looking at what we're doing, the focus is on Lone Star and the structures that are there, but we're currently working 50 kilometers away at the other end of our property, and have found some interesting looking mineralization. We can see the visible gold in it. We don't have any assays yet for it, but we've done some trenching now, and we're tuning that up to go drill it, and I hope to have that drilled here in within the next couple of weeks or month as well. And that some of the rocks there look like Lone Star. Some of them, there's also some what appear to be high-grade quartz veins, which is more typical of what the Klondike is about. And it'd just be fun to have a showing 50 kilometers away at the other end of the belt, and all of the rest of it in between is effectively unexplored.
Wow. It certainly is exciting. I wonder when you're going to be able to give us some sense of resources and grades and that sort of thing. Is that something we can look forward to next year, perhaps sometime? Or is that maybe not even your objective? Maybe what you're really trying to do is just show that this is a major system, and have somebody else come in, a major come in sometime, and take it over for you. I don't know. What are your aims here on this project? How far are you looking to take it yourself, I guess, is my question.
Well, I don't think that we have to take it beyond 1 million ounces as a resource, or at least as something. If it's a resource, it has to be bigger than 1 million ounces, because the majors will basically sit up, take note, and want it really badly at that point. And I think with the potential that we have here, it'll become a race between... It'll be something of a game. If we go to... I don't want to do a resource estimate early.
Sure.
Put it that way. Because we have so much potential here. But in the meantime, it's try to drill as many holes as possible, and of course, try to have as many of those hit as possible, and keep expanding the strike length and the depths to which we hit. So the more of that, the better. The financing that we just did, and there's a follow-up, because again, it's starting to be recognized from the professional investment crowd that this is something of significance. So hopefully we'll be able to announce it shortly, who is coming in to help take this project forward. But we now have enough money to double the exploration program that we're doing this year. We're going to double it for next year, and we'll still have money left over to take us into 2019.
Did I hear you say who may be coming in to help you move this project forward, or you said something like that, I believe. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in the works. So
okay.
Coming soon, there'll be a news release about that.
Okay. Peter, we're basically out of time, but let me ask you, I mean, the infrastructure is always an issue when you go to more remote areas. I guess it's pretty good here, is that right?
Well, the drillers have just discovered that if they're at the drill, they can phone Dawson and have a pizza delivered to the drill.
Okay.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
When you can get takeout to the drill, it's excellent infrastructure.
That's pretty good. And one more question. What about metallurgy? Anything done yet? I know it's really early, but any work done yet? Any ideas?
We have not, although, again, by observation, I talked to all the placer miners around, and they're processing it. It's visible coarse gold, 20 million ounces of it, that they're recovering directly by gravity separation using water. And looking at the core, that's, a lot of the gold that we have, you can see it. So
yes. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I can't. We have to do the testing yet, but it looks pretty simple to me.
Sure. Good. All right. Anything else? Anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with before we conclude our discussion today?
It's a fantastic sunny day in Dawson, and you're right. We're just getting over the 24-hour sunshine period, but we still have a lot of work left to do this year, and we'll probably still be releasing assay results from drill holes well into the new year because we'll be backlogged. So there's lots of news to come.
All right. We'll be certainly looking forward to it, both in my newsletter and for this radio show. Thank you so much for being with us, Peter, and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Thank you.